You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Attention all theater lovers! This Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
Hi, I'm Bob Martin. I'm a co-book writer, co-screenwriter of The Prom.
Hi, I'm Chad Beglin. I'm lyricist and co-screenwriter of The Prom.
Hi, I'm Matthew Sklar, composer of The Prom.
Hi, I'm Adam Anders, producer and executive music producer of The Prom.
Hi, I'm Gordon Cox. I am the contributing theater editor at Variety and the host of Variety's Stagecraft podcast. I wonder if first we could talk about each of your roles on the film in a bit more depth. Bob and Chad, you work together on the Book of the Stage musical, and you also work together on the screenplay. And I wonder if you could tell us about how you approached sort of opening up and expanding the story to live on screen.
Well, the first thing was, we were shocked that we got asked to write the screenplay, because that rarely happens that book writers from a Broadway show suddenly get to actually continue with the project. So we were thrilled. And, it was the sort of complete opposite of working on a Broadway show, where you have a very limited budget, you have a very limited cast size, you have very limited set possibilities. And so it was the exact opposite of that experience, because it was bigger, go more places, sky's the limit. So it was definitely a sort of thrilling experience, to take it from the stage to the screen.
Yeah, and Ryan had said early on that he wanted to keep very close to the actual book of the musical.
This is the director, Ryan Murphy, we should
yes,
say.
This is the director, Ryan Murphy. and I was actually, we were both kind of, Chad and I were both surprised at how close he stuck to the original. communicated with him throughout the summer, mainly by email, about writing additional material. But I suppose, when we look at Prom, it is slightly cinematic. Anyway, in its original form, I mean, there are multiple locations. There's some simultaneous sort of cross-cutting of scenes. It's not like it all takes place in one room, like many plays would. So what was actually a challenge on stage, multiple locations and crowds of right. people, actually, lent itself to adaptation.
And how did you think about which character beats to sort of expand or add in terms of the emotional storyline?
Well, we went sort of back and forth. We learned that Ryan Murphy works very fast. And so we talked about, what we wanted to add and some of the stuff that we couldn't add in on the stage, So that was exciting. But it was like Bob said, sort of we would get an email and we would go back and forth, and then it would be, write the scene, make me cry, break my heart, get it to me by tomorrow morning. So yeah. there was a lot of very intense writing sessions at the drop of a hat. But it was great, because it was we knew the movie was being made, and it was going to, keep going at this sort of breakneck pace, which was thrilling.
Yeah, I mean, there were certain things that we knew that we would be able to write, like showing our protagonist on the bus trip down to Indiana. We knew that we would be able to actually show Emma's grandmother, which is something that we couldn't do on the Broadway stage, because it would have been, as Casey said, an ensemble member in a gray wig, and it just wasn't worth it. So what we maybe didn't anticipate, at least I didn't, Chad, at the beginning, was how deeply we were going into Barry's backstory and his relationship with his mother. And that was a kind of a big addition that was really promoted by Ryan. And I think it's really sweet. We knew that we wanted some resolution with Barry's mother at the end of the movie, but Ryan really dug down into that story.
And then, Chad, you and Matthew worked on the songs for the musical as well as the songs for the movie. Just starting with you two, how did you think about taking these songs that you had written originally to live in one medium? And then what did you do to make them come alive on screen?
Well, what was kind of amazing about it and was really exciting about it is that, you know, my job was mostly handing over the keys. you know, we spent 8 years writing this score and crafting these songs. Basically what happened was Adam, you know, Adam can talk about it later, but he worked with Ryan and Casey Nicolau in pre-production, creating the music tracks used for the shoot. And after I heard the finished recordings for each song, I give some notes and some suggestions here and there, but they were quite faithful to the original. So I was so happy because, the storytelling was essentially the same. I think the big difference, is the scale of everything. We were so limited on Broadway. We had 9 musicians and our Broadway music team made miracles happen with those 9 players. But for the movie, there were 10 times that with 50 string players. And that's something that can only happen in the movies. Right. So, you know, a lot of my job was just, you know, trusting these incredible people with the songs. And then I was very involved in the creation of the 2 original songs for the film. Right. And they're both in the end credits.
And so Adam, tell us a little bit about your work and what your sort of formal role was in sort of bringing the music to the screen.
Well, Ryan, brought me on as a producer first, and obviously my focus was the music, right, as a music producer as well, and executive music producer, I guess you call it. So actually my music production partner, Pierre Astrom, and I, we flew to New York to see the play. Mm-hmm. I think we saw the last weekend that it was open on Broadway.
Oh.
And Ryan just...
What did you think?
I loved it. I was blown away. And it was fun because I think what Matt said, I picked up on, I'm like, if we could just go further with all these things, that's what I kept thinking. And fully kind of realized the arrangements because you could tell, the intent of each song was so clear to me. And so kind of we left very excited because we can just supersize all of it, basically, is what it was, mm-hmm. And then like Matt said, he handed the keys. There were a lot of keys. In 8 years, you can make a lot of keys.
A lot of keys.
Yeah.
Heavy keychain.
They're very heavy keychain. So we really went back and then, like you said, worked with Casey on the choreography and trying to figure out, because there's some songs in the original version that, are 8 minutes long. And, that's... we almost got 8 minutes in some of them, but
yeah,
that's too long for a movie. So it was funny because a lot of times I would cut stuff that then Casey would have a heart attack because I cut the wrong section. He wanted to cut something else, and we were a little bit in a vacuum in the beginning, but it was really fun to just dive into it. And Ryan's vision was very clear from the beginning that he didn't want to deviate. He loved it so much, he's like, let's just make it the most cinematic version of this we can.
And how does your work, or does the end result, the sound of the end result, differ for something like The Prom versus your work in something like Glee?
Well, in Glee, I had 8 days, to do what I had, 8 months to do on The Prom. So that's the biggest thing is I love TV, but I prefer films for that very reason, is you have time to dig in and perfect and change things. And, if things aren't right, like those moments I had that were funny with Casey, I'm like, it's no big deal. We'll just change it, but on TV you're screwed. We're shooting it now. So that was really fun to be able to experiment and take some big swings at times and try stuff. But it's great. I mean, I think I spent 15 months on the movie start to finish, and that's, unheard of in TV. So that's probably the biggest difference.
Thanks for listening. This has been a production of the Broadway Podcast Network in association with Netflix and Sony Masterworks. Be sure to watch The Prom on Netflix and grab the soundtrack everywhere streaming music is found.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. Suf's The Original New Musical from Shana Taub is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Suffs. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Suffs celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Suffs has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com.